No more laryngitis for
Heather's
me.
Heather's got her sexy voice on.
Well, I know. The sexy voice is gone. It's my voice now.
Hey, everybody. Sexy welcome.
Hello. Welcome to...
I'm Jacoby.
This place. I'm Heather.
And together we make a...
Jether!
You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff. You are listening to part two of...
Christmas tree stuff.
History of Christmas trees.
Yeah, that stuff.
It's like that was very anticlimactic right there. It really just
Aaron,
like.
Did you get the rest of the wine so you can fill up the bottle?
I did get the rest of the wine. Filled it up. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Are you good? Do we need to open any more?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. All right. We're good. Okay. All right. Megan, you got your drink? Yes. So we've got Aaron and Megan here.
Yay! Yay, Megan and Aaron!
Hi. Megan and Aaron are sharing the mic because we only have three mics.
We'll work on the fourth. We're allowed to have four.
Yes, we are.
So. Well, you know what? New year for 2020, we'll get another mic.
We'll have four mics.
Four mics rocking.
Cool. Like, we have a lot of guest people that want to be on our podcast, so we'll have to start like
arranging
that.
Wait, who else other than Aaron?
Steve wants to be on it.
Does he still? Or did he just say that?
Marla wants to be on it.
Marla has to get her ass over here, babe.
You know what? We could, when we, Robin and Kathy, you know, we could take our stuff to Marla. In January, when we visit her, that would
we
be
do.
Fantastic.
We have a road trip to Marla in January. This is one of Kobe's besties.
Yeah.
That I haven't met, but I mean, I'm
she
friends with her now.
She just moved back into sort of the area.
But
so,
we have never met personally.
We're going to go visit her. We should take the stuff and we should do a podcast from
yeah,
her
we should.
House.
So it's just come to our attention that you are wearing Megan's shirt.
Mom, how could you do this to me?
You put it in the Goodwill box.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Oh, so then. Your mom plucked it right out of that Goodwill box.
Wow.
It matched my sweater I had on today.
I can't believe my own mom would betray me like this.
You
wear
put
my
it,
own shirt.
You put some really good shit in the Goodwill box. Like, really good shit.
That I hate.
Yeah.
That fabric is awful. It's, like, really tight. I don't. Why?
I love this shirt. I wear it all the time. It matches my
Aaron,
sweater.
How does it feel?
Hey, how can you wear it all the time if you pulled it out
Aaron
of the Goodwill
says it feels
thing
nice.
Today?
I've worn it like three times since you put it in the Goodwill box.
Oh.
This is the first she's noticed that
I love
she's
betrayal.
Rocking
I love
her
betrayal.
Betrayal shirt.
You have some good shit in your closet. And I'm not going to just throw it.
You know why
Goodwill.
She has good shit in her closet? Because it's bought by her moms.
I know.
Mostly
we buy
by her
shit.
First mom. Some by the second. Guess what? I bet you the second mom's shirts aren't
like,
in the
right,
Goodwill.
There's some really good stuff over here in the Goodwill pile. If anyone would like stuff from the Goodwill pile.
Oh, I still forgot my shit for your stuff.
It's okay, baby.
I got it. It's there in a bag with your name on it.
This shirt right here is actually really nice. I'm surprised that Megan
is it
was.
A long one?
It's yeah. It's from Maurice's, and it's really nice.
That
and
is really nice.
Why are you giving this to the Goodwill?
Aaron's gonna try it on real
Aaron's
quick.
Try it on. So
yeah, she likes the size.
Look at her.
It's going on.
She's like, oh,
it is going on.
Yeah.
It looks like it's long enough in the arms. Aaron's tall. She's like
perfect.
Our height at the nice,
is,
almost 6 foot.
Is,
and like, it looks nice. It is nice. Hell
you
yeah,
can
you would.
Wear it with
look,
leggings.
You
look
can,
at you.
It's so nice. Look, we got a picture going. We'll post
all
this
right,
on our
yes.
Facebook page. Aaron
likes
is
shirt.
This shirt going home with you? Okay,
all
we
right.
got a shirt going home.
Aaron has a brand new shirt.
Brand new shirt for Aaron. Merry Christmas, Aaron. From
look
Megan.
At, Megan's like, why did I get rid of that shirt? I really like that shirt.
Why am I here?
That's the real reason now
I
is
no
what
idea.
She's asking.
Isn't it nice?
Megan, you're here because we love you.
I can't believe she doesn't. What's Megan? She doesn't want it.
I love you.
I know you do.
I can't speak for the other two, but I love you.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to be here because they're ignoring us right now, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not forcing you
nice.
To stay.
Honestly,
if you want to leave, you can leave.
This pure cranberry juice kind of sucks. I don't want to drink it anymore.
Honey, you need vodka in it.
I don't want vodka in it.
It tastes better with vodka in it.
I highly doubt that.
It really does.
What do you just have cranberry juice?
Yeah.
And the
it's
cranberry
just
sucks.
Cranberry
honey,
juice.
You only take that if you have like a bladder infection.
Yep. There.
You don't do straight cranberry sauce.
Well,
cranberry
I personally
juice.
Love cranberry juice, but you know, like, add a little bit of something to that.
Like what do
like
we have
alcohol.
Other than, what do we have other than alcohol?
Oh.
We over our orange juice, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put that. There's some cherry juice.
Ew. Yeah,
that's really good.
We literally have like that and chocolate syrup.
You
could
put
it.
A little bit of cherry maraschino
juice.
Cherry.
Did you just hear what she just
there?
Said?
Some grenadine.
Cherry juice. Fuck no.
That stuff like that. Yeah. A little sugar, maybe a little sugar.
Don't you think vodka is the best thing to add to cranberry juice?
We have some pomegranate vodka, which would be really good with the cranberry juice. I'm just saying.
Try it, babe.
I'm just saying.
Why? You guys know I'm underage, right?
Wait, don't say this on the podcast.
What? Megan.
Megan. Megan, the 21-year-old Megan, go get your fucking vodka and put it in there.
How many times on the show have I said I'm in high school?
What?
People aren't
you
listening.
Could be 21 and be in high school.
We only have
That's
nine listeners.
Sad.
wait, there's a lot of people are still 21 and in high school.
People
and if you're out there,
that.
I don't judge you.
There's no judging.
If you're Brent Fields, I really don't judge you.
There's no judging.
Megan, go get that vodka.
I don't want the...
It'll make school better tomorrow.
Oh, God. You mean my mental health day tomorrow?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mental
you
health
have literally
day.
1.5 weeks and then you have 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
When you really need to use it.
I do. I feel stressed out like all the time, but I never want to take a day off because you'll say no.
You've already had like so many sick days this year. You can't take any more days off. Just tell her
how I can have 20 excuse days. I've had 4.
It really gets more than that because I've pulled you out a bunch of times.
Heather's pulled me out during one period, but didn't count as an absence because it was for one period.
Yeah.
Oh.
That doesn't count as a whole mental
I
health
love
day.
That you pull Heather into this.
Because
like,
I have
like,
no...
Heather pulled me out and it didn't count.
I don't mind pulling her.
I haven't recorded how many days I've missed and how many periods like individually I've missed. It's
she
on
knows.
My grading
so
thing.
Are you have availability of a whole day of a mental health day?
I do. Out of like 20 something.
Megan, I'm really campaigning for you.
Trimester.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Megan, what's your GPA?
3.6.
That does sound like a decent for a mental health
she
day.
She just started a new trimester with new classes.
And I have 5 projects in one class.
Okay, well, why are you taking a day off then?
So she has time to work on the projects.
No.
She's not going to work on the projects. Who the fuck are you kidding?
I'm just trying to fight for...
Yeah, but they don't understand it. And then they're like, well, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't...
Just do this. Just...
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand, man.
I can't.
Oh, you know what you could do instead of just talk to the hand? Write fuck you on the hand.
No, I should do that.
And then put the hand up and it's just fuck you and that they still look like they're confused. Turn your hand around like Aaron just did and flip them off the real way.
Can I do that at work?
Yes.
Can I write that on my hand and just put my hand
yes.
out? Yes. Is that okay?
Yes. At your work, you can. Aaron and I cannot do it at our work.
I don't think
we
can
work
do it
with
at my
kids
either.
We can't do that at work.
It depends who's in.
That's my. Have you noticed? That's my favorite. I fucking play the shit out of them.
We can't hear you because you're not next to the microphone.
Teens and I, we mesh. I just like teens.
Sorry, I just forget.
That's weird out of context. Teens and I mixed
like,
together.
Like every all of a sudden, Aaron's like, I like the teenagers.
I love those teens.
That's really bad. I meant working on the teens.
Woo,
the,
Aaron.
I mean, versus a 3-year-old versus an 18-year-old. Yeah, I'll take the 18-year-old any fucking day of the week.
That could be taken out of context too, though.
Really?
I love
the 18-year-olds.
No, I love working on the teens.
I do like working on teens.
Exactly. See.
I like working on a teen's teeth versus in a 2-year-old because my voice goes high pitched.
All right.
And I don't like my high pitched voice. I don't like my warm, fuzzy voice. I don't do well with it. I can't do kids very well.
You don't.
You do kids great. That sounded
older
really bad
kids.
When it came when I
older
said it out
older kids
loud.
Like I had one. Oh. I'm not even joking. Today I had one. I had a patient that we had to Valium up. I'm not even shitting you. I looked at chart notes. I looked at Tara. I was like, what the fuck? Why are you putting this in my room? I literally said that to her because this kid was like, my coworker, Angie, who is like the most, back me up, Aaron, most warm and fuzzy person in the fucking world, wrote in there that patient's extremely active, very difficult to work on, doesn't stop talking, hates all tastes in the mouth. And she kept going on for a full page. She doesn't write pages. She writes nothing. She doesn't even fill out her whole chart notes. She wrote a page on this kid, and I looked at it. I was like, fuck no. Get it. I'm not doing this. Sure enough, this fucking kid comes in my room.
Fuck no.
And
out.
The first thing I say to the kid was like, I know you don't like taste in mouth. You're going to man up. Because this is a boy. I'm talking to an 8-year-old boy here. I'm like, you're going to man up today. You're going to be okay with these tastes in your mouth because I can't control it. You can't control it. You have cavity in your mouth. That's not my issue. That's your issue. And you're going to do this. And Tara's just looking at me like, Heather.
That's what they need sometimes, though.
You know what? Manned up Did until the very up? Tent, and you had to fill for him. And we had a rough time. That was ton boy. That was ton boy.
Oh. Was it tongue?
I can't say that word. Stop making fun of me, Kobe. Tongue. Tongue. Tongue.
Tongue.
Tongue.
All right. Listen, Linda's.
Okay, got it. Trees.
I refuse.
This is part two. This is part two of our Christmas tree episode.
Fine.
Part two.
What fucking Christmas. Oh, what? Fucking Christmas tree. That's what we're going to call it.
That's not what I called it. I can't remember
what I
called
it. I thought
we
were calling it part two.
You call it. This is part two. So I want to call it Oh Fucking Christmas Tree. That's
right. Oh, no. Just make the like. It's like. Oh. It's like what you said. And then you make it plural for the second one. Because there's two
part,
trees.
Well, the first one was part one. This is part two. So we're moving on. We're hot.
Ooh. I like that one. That sounds. Now. Aaron, when you participate, you have to go into the mic.
Sorry. Yeah, we can't hear you if you're not right next to the mic at all. So, FYI. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, we're moving on from History of Christmas Trees last week, which we did, to Christmas traditions around the world. So, we're going to say what different countries do with their trees.
In Japan, they eat KFC. All right.
For Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start with Canada, all right? Who likes Canada?
I mean, they're kind of the
Everybody
neighbors
of us.
Everybody
loves Canada.
I mean, okay.
All right. So the German settlers moved to Canada in the 1700s, and they brought with them lots
Canada.
Of things that we cherish today. Advent calendars. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I saw y'all stop right there. Gingerbread houses and cookies and Christmas trees. So when Queen Victoria's German husband, Prince Albert, put up a Christmas tree at Windsor Castle in 1848, the Christmas tree became a tradition throughout England, the United States, and Canada. Christmas tree. All right. Next country, Christmas trees in Mexico.
Mexico does Christmas trees.
Anyone? All right.
Wait. We're just trying to figure out their traditions.
Yes.
So I bet you they put a bunch of tortillas on there.
Heather.
Some chips. Little hot sauce on there.
We have tamales at Christmas time. Yes, we have
tamales. Oh, yeah. But they
we
do that
tamales.
For Thanksgiving. They do it for Thanksgiving, too.
So
we work with them. They know. They've explained their traditions to us.
Okay. I'm going to try to pronounce something.
Okay.
All right.
Megan, did I embarrass you? Sorry, Megan.
In most Mexican homes, the principal holiday adornment is El Nacimiento, which means nativity scene. Nacimiento.
Naked baby.
All right.
Naked.
So, but a decorated Christmas tree can be set up elsewhere in the home. A natural pine represents a luxury commodity to most Mexican families. A typical arbolito, which means little tree, is often an artificial one or just a branch or a shrub collected from the countryside.
I really tried to listen to all that.
I'm sorry. I know you're not listening to me.
I'm sorry. Megan's very distracting.
She's over there like on her phone.
I know. She's like.
Megan's like interpretive dancing. This is good.
It's just sign language. How dare you? Fun fact, I'm actually signing the words to Africa by Toto.
I knew it was interpretive dancing. I knew it.
Because I don't know why.
Because it's very interesting about the Christmas trees.
All right. I'm skipping ahead to Greenland. All right.
Greenland.
Greenland.
Yeah. But there's actually
the
ice there.
Trees have to be imported because trees can't grow in Greenland.
So there's ice.
Because it's just too cold.
It's a lot of ice.
So they decorate them with candles and bright ornaments. Again, the candles, which, you know, with the dead Christmas tree, like, it will burst into flames. So just FYI, you don't want candles on a dry-ass tree.
I mean, I kind of knew this when we were talking in the last episode about them putting candles on the Christmas tree, and I was curious how the hell there weren't many infernos.
Right.
But apparently, you know, I still have a couple ornaments that can put a candle on it.
What? On your tree?
I don't use them. I don't light the damn thing.
Like an old school one that holds a light or
yes.
like a candle?
It actually still has a candle on it, and it has the old school little candle lighter. Ooh, that is the ornament. But
it's
I honestly have to tell you, it's in a big tote because it's not on the not red Christmas house. Tree.
Have you been to her house? Oh, let's burn her house down.
Have you been to her house lately? Have you been to her house lately?
This is going downhill fast.
Yeah.
Downhill
fast.
Megan,
start over.
Megan, you are going to actually want to have your 17th birthday at my house, I'm assuming.
I highly doubt that.
Why are you doubting that?
Because I wanted that Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm actually really excited to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Like we got to have it at Chuck E. Cheese.
When you get there, I want you to have some pretty low expectations.
Why?
Because I just went to Chuck E. Cheese 2 years ago.
Oh.
It smells like poop.
There's like poop in the balls, and everything's a lot smaller than they look in the commercials.
But what is the mouse friendly?
Yeah, the mouse is friendly.
Is he alive?
The one that they have cruising around Chuck E. Cheese is, but the ones doing the concert is not.
What?
That's electronic.
What? My whole world is a lie?
No, just the electronic one that's on the stage. The other one is a guy in a costume.
Oh, wait, he's not a real mouse?
No.
Why didn't no one tell me this?
He's a minimum wage guy in a costume.
Mom.
Trying to make you happy.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys are talking
about.
Chuck E. Cheese has a costume.
You know what? I've loved Chuck E. Cheese for years. How could you never tell
Chuck
me he was
Cheese
a person?
Chuck E. Cheese is a cheap imagination of Mickey Mouse, honey.
Mom,
nobody wants to see Chuck E. Cheese. They want to see Mickey Mouse. Right? Would you rather go to Chuck E. Cheese or would you rather go to Disneyland?
I would rather
go to Disneyland. Now, would I rather see Chuck E. Cheese or Mickey Mouse? Huh.
If you're seeing Mickey Mouse, you're in Disneyland. So that just solves the problem right there.
But not everybody loves Mickey Mouse.
Well, most people should love
Mickey Mouse. Steals Goofy's thunder.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the
thunder
that whole
taking.
Thing, the thunder taking of Goofy. All right.
Yeah.
So, like, I was going to keep going with the Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. Oh. Yes, Christmas tree.
But I'm going to skip ahead to the Christmas tree trivia because you guys, your attention span is about 5 seconds at this point.
It is. Tell that to Chuck E. Cheese,
so
mother.
We're going to skip ahead to Christmas tree trivia. All right.
Yay, trivia.
Yay.
Yay.
I got all this right. Shit.
I like the trivia.
Do you want me to just
you're
read
on
the
set
trivia,
now?
Or okay, right. Well, I'm gonna read a trivia and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Yay.
Got it.
In 1979, the national Christmas tree was not lighted except for the top ornament. This was done in honor of the American hostages in Iran. What do you think about that?
That was in 1979.
Yeah,
we had hostages in Iran in 1979.
Apparently.
What do we think about it?
I don't care.
Who was president during that? Was it JFK?
No.
It was the president during that time?
I don't know. Carter, maybe?
Reagan would be the president in 79.
Then it's not important.
Are you sure? Who was
Reagan?
Carter.
Carter.
It'd be Carter or Reagan.
Wait.
Google that shit.
I didn't. Mom, did I tell
it's
you?
It's almost 2020.
I won my debate today, Mom.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tradition began in 1933. Franklin Pierce, the 14th president, brought the Christmas tree tradition to the White House.
So this was Carter, for sure.
Franklin Pierce was a president?
You guys, I'm
Who
sorry to say it
that?
Was Carter.
Okay.
Reagan was not in office till 81 to 89.
That's what I thought. All right. Yeah, yeah.
So was Carter.
Did you hear about my debate, Heather?
No.
She won her debate.
I won my debate. I won against Nixon and I won against Obama.
She didn't even rap.
I didn't rap.
Oh, you didn't rap?
No.
But was it Nixon, Watergate? He wasn't Now, Obama would be a tough one to rap out.
I won Obama. I didn't rap out Obama, but I won Obama debate by one vote.
So, were you debating on Obama?
I basically said, I have no political opinions on this, but I had to make him look bad. So, this is what I said. I said,
you say he was like with Jerusalem. He was kind of.
He sent spies over to President Trump when he was doing his election stuff, when Obama was in his second term. He sent spies over to President Trump, which is something that Nixon would have gotten impeached for Watergate. So I mentioned that. I mentioned all the people when he went to the Libya intervention and he was asking for a peaceful summit. And then like a couple days later, he bombed the country. Yeah.
Good points, Megan.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
And the girl who's doing, I'm Thomas Jefferson, and she was like, well, you had slaves. And I was like, okay. And then I won.
Yeah, okay.
Ha ha.
I did. And now I'm going into the final round.
Are we shocked that Megan won her debate?
I'm not shocked. The girl can argue. When she argues with me, like, I can't ever get the point across.
Really? Seriously?
Even when she knows she's wrong, she won't stop arguing.
Vampire's
a biblical
word. The
only way you can get her to stop is to listen, Linda.
Like, no, stop it. No, don't tell her that.
Megan, it makes me stop.
No, stop it.
It makes me stop.
Everyone stops when I say that phrase. That's my phrase. That means
I mean,
you need
it's
to
because
shut up
we
and
really don't know what to say
right
to
now.
It.
Hey, Mom.
We don't know what to say to it.
Vampires are biblical.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. If God created vampires, and
what
God is
the
in
term?
The Bible, then vampires
listen,
are biblical.
Listen, Linda.
No. Vampires are biblical.
What does the term biblical mean?
In the Bible. Who's in the Bible? God.
It means from the Bible. There are no vampires in the Bible.
Do you know who was in the Bible, though?
Megan.
God.
Megan. Who are there vampires in the Bible?
God is in the
no.
Bible.
No. The answer to that is no.
God is in the Bible, and God created vampires. Therefore, vampires
God
are biblical.
God did not create vampires.
Yes, he did.
All right. I'm stopping you both right now. Which this is really sad that I'm stopping you.
Jeez.
But we are way off topic.
We
are going back to the trees
listen
right now.
To the damn information about the trees.
They are so biblical.
Fucking Christmas.
Don't make me raise my voice anymore because it's going to leave.
There are vampires.
I can already
Bible.
Hear it going raspy again.
All right. Now, everybody listen to this next one. It's important.
Okay, Linda.
Yeah, Linda, listen. We're listening, Linda.
In the first week, a tree in your home will consume as much as a quart of water per day.
Well, I guarantee you, my tree gets zero water hanging from its ceiling.
This is important.
Was that so much more important than the vampires, okay?
Megan,
it's
the
important.
Watering of the trees seemed to be important.
It was not.
Kobe, how much water do you give your tree?
I my tree doesn't need water.
Yeah, neither does mine.
Wait, our cats pee on it though.
No, well, that's water.
That's my water.
Tree gets sips.
Wait,
I just give it sips.
Whoa.
Of water.
So
no, it's fake.
Your cats pee on your white tree.
That's why it's turning yellow at the bottom. I wondered. It's like sparkly.
Do you
though.
Know what happens if you hang your tree from the ceiling? They can't pee on it.
They can try.
They do. I'm not going to say no.
Like,
try.
Now, did it ever occur to you that hanging your tree upside down from the ceiling is like hanging a cross upside down?
What?
Why would you say this?
A tree is not a symbol of a Christ, though.
Thank you, Megan.
It's
I
a
have
tree.
No choice if I have a tree or no tree. It's what my choices are, hanging from the ceiling or zero tree.
Oh.
Those are my choices.
Did you guys know if you spray paint a wall at a church and then stand in front of a mirror with some like salt and red string, you can summon Satan? I read that online.
We can try this.
if you spray paint a wall in a church.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you don't have to spray it. You just have to defile a church some way. You can flip a cross upside
and
down.
And then you look at the... Then you look in a mirror at what you did?
No, no, no.
No, there's no mirror, I don't think.
You put a mirror in a church, and then you defile the church in some way, and then you spread a circle of salt around you in the mirror, and you place a bunch of red candles and attach them with red string, and you light them all, and then you talk into the mirror, and Satan will appear.
That
in the mirror?
Doesn't make any sense.
Does it Satan
does
appear
if you
in
read
the mirror?
The Bible.
Because
it sounds
salt.
Like Bloody Mary. Salt like the
salt makes, repels.
Yeah,
evil.
Repels evil.
Do not watch Supernatural. Dean and Sam would tell you.
Yeah, salt.
Mom,
salt repels evil.
You don't
evil.
Circle it around the mirror. You circle it around yourself to protect
yeah.
yourself from Satan, so he can't come out of the mirror and take
honey,
your soul.
Honey.
He stays in the mirror.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you were to actually summon Satan, I don't think some salt's going to keep you safe.
Just said evil keeps salt away.
I don't know about this. About
I think
salt
if you
summon
evil Satan,
away.
You're going to die.
Supernatural, isn't there the king of hell?
Isn't
that's
Supernatural
different than
fake?
Satan?
Huh?
Isn't Supernatural a fiction show?
Megan.
There
right,
are actors
Megan.
In there. It is on Netflix.
They're actors, Mom.
Sam and
lying
Dean are
to
actors.
You.
Doesn't mean the principles are not true.
Oh, yeah?
Megan, don't
yeah.
ruin this for your mom.
Yeah.
Megan.
What's
Megan,
your evidence?
Megan, you will make my life so much worse if you actually try to prove this out as if it's false. Just stop. Please don't make your mom not, I mean, we don't want her not doubt. We don't want her doubting Supernatural. Please don't do that to me. Don't do this
what
to me.
What have you been doing with Supernatural, Mom?
She thinks it's like almost Bible-like, so please don't ruin this for me. Please. Please,
I won't insult your religion, Mom.
Please, I can't handle any. She's gonna go for me
do
nonstop.
Not.
Do you hear what Megan
do
said?
You want to see how to summon Satan in sign language?
Do not. Let's not do that.
Do you guys want me to go
back.
To the mirror right now
no.
in the bathroom and
yeah,
say Bloody
no.
Mary three times?
Let's. Can I'm we out. Please? Can
Bye.
We please
There's
get
one
back
right
to
there.
The Christmas tree? All right,
cross.
Please.
Oh wait. Wait, Christmas tree to Satan is a pretty long leap.
Yeah, Megan, you need to chill, all right?
No.
Your teenage angst is like revving hard time right now. So
I had
need
a bad
chill.
Day.
She's a little...
Me too.
Just, you need to chill.
You guys, I had a fantastic right. day.
Good for you, Heather.
I mean, literally, the one kid that I thought was going to be annoying, he just manned up and was... If his little ton wasn't there, I would have been fantastic. That ton sucked.
Hey, do you guys know what?
What? What about a tree?
Tell us about the trees.
Tinsel was once banned by the government.
Wait, I was laughing. What did tinsel do?
Tinsel was once banned by the government.
Why was tinsel banned by the government?
Because it contained lead.
Why can't they make tinsel without lead? It's just freaking stuff you throw on your tree.
Well, why do they have to make paint with lead in it? It's just like everybody's like, hey, let's put lead in shit because that's fun.
Oh, did you guys know people used to think that tomatoes were toxic because they would put tomatoes on lead plates and the lead would seep up into the tomatoes and then they would eat the tomato with the lead in it and die? So someone tried to assassinate George Washington by putting a tomato in his soup, but it didn't do anything and everyone was really confused.
You know what? I've heard that story before.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Why are you pointing at Megan?
I don't know. So I'm just like, I'm emphasizing.
She's heard it.
I'm emphasizing my point.
I know. That was cute.
There.
I'm trying, but
George
I'm so
Washington.
Far. There.
Oh, there we go. There we
around
go.
Around the world.
Connecting.
Finger pointing around the world.
Wow. Wait. Is Patron here? Or is he eating
all right.
Ball?
So Patron. He's fine.
So okay. Really quick, before we move on.
He's super fine.
Were they trying to feed him the tomato with the lead already absorbed in the tomato?
No, he didn't.
They
just put it in soup.
Know that the lead being absorbed into the tomato is what did it. They just thought that the tomato itself was really toxic.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So they just threw in the soup, and then they were so pissed when he didn't keel over dead. But then it came back.
They had to poison him with the lead absorbed into the
exactly.
tomato. Exactly. They got the wrong
so
tomato.
So then they decided to come back with a different lead in the form
into
of a bullet.
A bullet. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, tree. Guess
Christmas.
What?
Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Hey, you guys.
Where are your branches?
Did you know that 100,000 people are employed in the Christmas tree industry?
So we have how many people that are unemployed most of the time of the year?
Hey, now, Heather, you have to take care of the trees all year round. You can't just only water them and take care of them in December. You have to take care of them all year round.
So there's a small percentage that gets to keep their jobs year round.
Because it takes 6 to 8 years for a Christmas tree to mature.
Six to eight years?
Yeah.
Not without, not with Miracle-Gro.
Miracle-Gro. You're the Miracle-Gro that shit.
That's what I do with my Christmas tree farm. Miracle grew the shit out of that. I go out there talking to him. I'd have singing plants or singing little boom boxes going for
him.
Here
we go. You remember what we talked about on the last episode?
Uh-huh.
That was so long ago.
That was so long ago. That was last week.
Okay, so Thomas Edison's assistants came up with the idea of electric lights for Christmas trees.
Yay, Thomas Edison.
So people have to put candles and burn their houses down.
Well, but yay! Electricity was pretty new then. So how many of the electricity lights caused fires?
They can cause fires now. They do.
If you have a really fucking dead tree that you forgot to water for the whole month, it's going up in a blaze.
It is. You know, that thing is going to go up so fucking fast. Just like when you deep fry your turkey outside and it lights your house on fire.
You know, there's a percentage. I don't know what the percentage is because that was something that I figured out when I was trying to call the Butterball hotline.
That was hilarious, by the way. But they never answered.
They never answered on Christmas or on Thanksgiving Day. They never
answered. We should have had a deep fried turkey question. We should have asked them if they're liable for us burning our house down with the deep fried turkey.
That's what I was going to. I think that would have been the best one. It's called like. So I tried to deep fry my turkey and my house is on fire. What do I do?
They'd probably like, be like, call the fire department.
Well, I already called you guys. Can you guys do that for me?
We talked about, I think this was after we stopped recording, but Heather was going to call and ask him how to make a turducken.
Yeah, I have a full script in my phone.
Yeah.
What I was going to read.
For the turducken.
For the turducken.
Yeah.
Turducken,
but did it work? Because no one answered me on Thanksgiving. Granted, Kobe didn't remind me until towards the end of Thanksgiving. And then I started calling them then and then one answered.
I can't believe they didn't answer on Thanksgiving.
They're probably thinking it wasn't about 4 o'clock the turducken. It was over.
Yeah.
It was about, what were we talking
and
about?
And I should go to Denny's.
Oh, the 911 call. Someone called 911 because they were like high and they lost their TV remote and they called 911.
I believe it.
Did 911 respond to them and help them with the remote challenge?
A police officer came out to make sure he wasn't on meth.
You mean the police officers came out to arrest him because he was on meth?
Okay.
He was only high and what I'm assuming was a legal state because he didn't get arrested. But they did find his TV remote.
Hey,
a legal state of highness? I didn't realize there was a legal state of
Is there a breathalyzer for the legal state of highness?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Legal state.
Yeah, you did.
I really liked what you said because I'm trying to figure out what this legal state is.
This isn't just
she's
cranberry
had too
juice.
Much cranberry juice.
We slipped some vodka in there. Yeah, she's in running start though, so don't worry. It's okay.
Everything's fine.
Start?
Everything is fine.
I'm just kidding. I am older than you. Wing
okay.
Wing. I'm so in running start right now.
She's 21.
I'm very much 21.
Oh my God.
All right. She's a little. Oh.
Your mom wants to replace this green carpet anyway.
I am. I'm going to replace it.
Hell yeah.
None of them listen.
All right. I tried to get my history teacher, history professor.
Professor. What else do we have about Christmas tree shit?
I'm done. Because y'all are not taking it seriously. And so we're done with Christmas trees.
Listen, Linda, listen.
There's no more Christmas trivia.
Listen, Linda. I was very interested in the Christmas tree trivia.
You're a fucking liar.
She's so lying. So look at that
I think
smile.
We should continue.
We're done with Christmas trees part two.
So basically, we only did part one, and we attempted.
And we half-assed our way through part two.
Aww.
Sorry.
I feel bad. I feel like you didn't give
far with part two.
So
we left off a ton of Thomas Edison.
So next week we're gonna have a different topic, still Christmas orientated.
Christmas tree ornaments.
But we're gonna talk about.
Are we talking about ornaments?
And five stars on.
We're gonna talk about the origin of Krampus.
Krampus. Yes, Krampus.
What are we doing?
Krampus is an evil type Santa, but he's not a real Santa, and he goes after the naughty boys and girls and kills them.
Listen, all your little kids. Listen.
Wait, what are we doing for the rest of this episode? If
we're pretty much
Christmas?
Done.
We're done with this episode.
How long is this episode?
Over 30 minutes now.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
So, so we're all gonna go to bed now. We're done talking about Christmas trees,
and we're gonna think of amazing Krampus as in my
don't you
amazing
420 era?
Yeah,
nightmares.
Yes. Yes. Think about Krampus in your nightmares, and if you have an awesome picture of a Christmas tree, send it to us. How many times do I have to ask you guys to send us shit?
Send us shit.
Send us
your Christmas tree.
Mail us your Christmas tree.
Yeah, mail the whole thing to us.
Mail us your Christmas tree.
Throw it through the window. Like,
put the shit in a box and have FedEx pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And make us a little, make us a mini Christmas tree.
My Christmas tree is up. So is Kobe. So is Aaron's.
We have our Christmas trees up.
Mine is hanging from the ceiling as usual.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I don't know if we'll see you or we'll talk to you again until after Christmas.
I think we should, right?
Are we? What's today?
So this one will post this Friday. The next one posts the other Friday. You're right. It'll be after Christmas.
It'll be after
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We have to ching.
Merry Christmas.
One more
let's ching. Wait, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Megan, get in.
Ooh, I think that was a good one.
Merry Christmas, all.
Peace.
So have a Merry Christmas. Love
Bye,
you guys.
Bye, y'all. Have